Welcome to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing, the open source intelligence for crypto. Today is October 24, 2025. Bitcoin reclaimed the $110,000 level, rising 2.1% in the past 24 hours to trade around $111,156. Ethereum followed with gains, approaching $3,900, up 2.44%. Altcoins showed strength as well, with notable increases in Fartcoin by 11.9%, Solana up 5.3%, and World Liberty Financial gaining 11.3%. This reflects a sector rotation and a growing risk appetite. Market liquidity and trading volume dynamics reveal some shifts. Total trading volume dominance increased to 46%, though Bitcoin and Ethereum volumes eased, while altcoins gained momentum. Binance Coin surged 4.4%. supported by both institutional and retail inflows, indicating continued investor interest despite ongoing regulatory scrutiny. Significant whale activity is underway. A large Bitcoin whale, reportedly tied to a Trump insider, closed a $200 million Bitcoin short position, realizing $6.4 million in profits and bringing total earnings near $100 million on perpetual contracts. This move underscores strategic positioning amid recent market turbulence, including a $19 billion liquidation event earlier this month. Meanwhile, medium-sized holders known as dolphins have collectively accumulated an additional 907,000 BTC this year, sustaining a bullish market structure despite short-term demand fading below the 30-day moving average. On the regulatory front, momentum builds in the United States. David Sachs, the White House AI and crypto czar, expressed optimism that bipartisan support is coalescing to pass crypto market structure legislation before year-end. This development promises regulatory clarity and could foster a more stable environment, encouraging institutional participation. President Donald Trump's recent pardon of Binance founder Changpeng Zhao signals a potential regulatory shift toward a looser framework, which has positively influenced market sentiment and may facilitate Binance's return to the U.S. market. Globally, the European Union imposed crypto sanctions against Russia, banning Russian exchanges and a ruble-backed stablecoin as part of a broader sanctions package. In Canada, heightened regulatory enforcement includes a record $126 million fine against Cryptomys for multiple AML breaches, highlighting increased scrutiny and compliance risks. Institutionally, traditional finance firms are expanding crypto access. Fidelity Digital Assets launched trading and custody for Solana, broadening investor options beyond Bitcoin and Ethereum. Additionally, T. Rowe Price filed with the SEC for an active crypto ETF that would include Bitcoin, Ethereum, Solana, and XRP, potentially reshaping institutional investment flows. Looking ahead, approximately $6 billion in Bitcoin and Ethereum options are set to expire soon, coinciding with record open interest. This is expected to increase price volatility in the near term. Ethereum stablecoin usage recently surged 400%, hitting an all-time high of $580.9 billion, indicating strong whale buying activity on dips. Key levels to monitor include Bitcoin's ability to sustain above $110,000 amid forecasted moves toward $120,000, balanced against support risks near $88,000. Ethereum's long-term outlook retains bullish fundamentals despite ongoing selling pressure. You've been listening to Crypto Signals Daily Briefing. Stay tuned and stay informed. See you in the next episode, just 24 hours from now.